Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio, the world's most irreverent, entertaining, and cool internet talk radio station. Welcome, everybody. So nice to have you with me live here every Friday at 11 in the morning Pacific Standard Time. So wherever you are at, I hope you hang out today with me. Oh, almost an hour. I have some great emails that I received from listeners, and I wrote them back. Thank you guys for writing in. And what I'm doing today is really trying to give you suggestions or ideas and just some helpful hints to help you out with some of your issues that you emailed me about. And just let me remind you that we don't have a therapeutic relationship, guys. I'm not your therapist. I'm just giving you ideas and suggestions on the air here. So please don't, you know, say, Dr. Michelle told me to do this. These are just ideas, suggestions about things that have, you know, helped people in the past that I've learned from my experience. So I'll be happy, you know, to help you out, give you some ideas, some of the things I'm thinking about. And we have great questions today, and I picked them because I think they're going to apply to a lot of listeners. So what I try to do is I generally try to pick some of the most common questions that I get, and then that will help the largest amount of you guys out there who are listening. So thank you so much. StraightTalkDoc@gmail.com. StraightTalkDoc@gmail.com. Yep, that's where you email me. And if you have any questions or comments about some of the issues that I talk about, some of the helpful hints I give folks on the air here, you can add your input. Would love to hear from you. Or if you've had a similar experience and you might want to help out a listener as to how you handled it. So that's really awesome, too. Love to hear from you guys. So today we're going to be talking about various subjects such as what is emotional abuse? What is that? You know, we hear about that. We kind of all know what it is. I mean, from some time in our lives, we've had a hurt, you know, people who have hurt us. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. I have a listener who seemingly was emotionally abused by his partner. Okay, a lot of times we say, oh, it's the guy that's emotionally abusing someone. Well, this time the listener is a man, and he said he's been emotionally abused for a while, and I'll get into that in just a little bit. Also, we're going to be talking about how to get out in the world and sort of understanding how to present yourself better if you are just kind of eking out into the social scene after a long-term relationship. Maybe you recently broke up with someone, or they broke up with you, and you're not used to being out there and meeting people. So I'm going to give you a little heads up on, you know, maybe, you know, how to connect and how to present a positive image. Okay. Also, we're going to find out from one of my special friends how to relax, because we have a lot of people who've written in about being so stressed out in their lives. So we're going to be talking about some ideas to help you chill. And you can go on so many websites and find that out, you know. But this is one of my faves that I really like to help you out, because there's all these different techniques and some are kind of tedious. So I try to make it simple. Keep it simple for you, honey. And then we're going to also talk about really how to communicate better with people. Yeah, that's one of the most common things I'm hearing in my couples therapy, is they're just not getting each other. They're not communicating well. So it's like, what did you say to her, him? What? Huh? No, I can't believe you said that. You dropped that bomb on him. So that's some of the stuff we will be talking about today. If you'd like to call in live, it's cool. You know, I'd love to hear from you. 323-203-0815. And again, that's if you have, you know, an issue or a problem that you might want to be kind of solving. And again, we're not, you know, I'm not your therapist. We don't have a therapeutic relationship, but I'm just giving you helpful hints on what I've learned and some of the techniques that make for more success in whatever you're looking for. Bada boom. So here we go. Let's look at something that I really thought was pretty cool. And this person says to me, oh, I like this one. Oh, I really like this one. let's just jump into this right now, because I really want to help this person out. And it sounds to me like they're dealing with some amazingly difficult stuff going on. And I'm picking through my information because, oh, wow, one of my friends who is a specialist in this is really going to help you out. Okay, so here we go. One of the most common things I hear is I can't just stop my thoughts. I'm going 100 miles an hour. You know, how do I get chill? How do I relax? So this person writes, hey, Doc, I'm so stressed out in my life. I don't know how to slow my thoughts down. I work between 10 to 12 hours a day and I have to catch up on the weekends. Dang. Probably in the entertainment industry out here in Los Angeles. That's all I hear. A friend at work told me that I need to chill. I've tried meditation, but it's hard for me to slow down my mind. I don't sleep as much as I would like because I'm always worrying about how I need to catch up with my work and then catch up with my sleep. So I'm chronically tired. Can you give me any suggestions about how I can really chill and slow down my mind besides getting high or drinking? Well, that helps. But no, I'm kidding. It really doesn't, because what you have is horrendous hangovers, of course. And you get addicted to being high a lot to chill you out. You don't want to do that. And, you know, there's that rebound effect sometimes with cannabis as well. The rebound, boing, hits you up. You get more anxious when you're not high, especially if you're kind of using it on a daily basis. So that's just some of the stuff that I've read, some of the information in science as well. So here's the deal. If you're chronically worried, you need to sort of slow down a little bit. Slow down those thoughts, okay? Find ways, number one, to get breaks during the day. I don't know what industry you're in, but I do see a lot of clients who have really difficult jobs, and they're just on it. We're broadcasting live here in Los Angeles, and again, this is like, you know, the entertainment capital of the world, so they say. And a lot of folks I see do work in entertainment, whether they're behind the camera or in front of it or the microphone or whatever it is, media. And the problem is that it really does require hours and hours of production or preparation or retakes or editing or whatever part you are in the creation of a media project. We're talking 10 to 12 hours a day. So what you have to do actually to take care of yourself is take breaks. And I know that sometimes people are always saying, no, you can't do that. You've got to stay on top of things. You absolutely have to take breaks. There are laws, by the way, about employees. And you have to give employees lunches at least an hour. You have to give them, usually in most companies, 15-minute breaks during the day, maybe two, whatever. You've got to take advantage of those breaks. I know there's always something that comes up at work or you have to stay online. Get the heck out of the office or the environment. Just get out and get out into the air and relax. Eat your food during the day, out and away from the environment. I don't care what time it is. You say, well, I don't. At noon, it's our busiest hour. Fine. Do it later. That's fine. But you have to find time to take breaks in your work. Take a walk. Take a 20-minute walk around or down the block or whatever where you work. Just get the heck away. Chill out your mind. Don't read your emails. Listen to something really nice. Listen to some music that really charges you up, makes you feel better. Do something that's away from anything that has to do from work. You got to shut your mind off. It's almost like a form of meditation, right? So this person who wrote in says, I've tried meditation, but it just, you know, it's hard. It doesn't work. So one of my friends is a specialist in imagery. So what happens sometimes is what we have to do is we have to go into imagining things. See? So what you can do is you can start breathing slowly. I know you all hear about the breathing thing. Get yourself out of the environment, number one. If you're stressed and you're tired, you can do this in the morning. If you're amped and stressed, you can do this during the day if you have your break, or after you get off work when you get to your place of rest. So what you've got to do is start with slow breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. When you slow down your autonomic nervous system, guys, you're going to slow down your heart rate. Your breath, slow, heart rate goes down. Blood pressure will usually subside after a while. It's practice, but you have to slow those processes down first. Slow your somatic processes at your body. Then what you do is you find in your mind your most favorite place in the whole world that you have been to or like to go to or would like to go to, and you have vivid pictures of it, whether it's a beach, mountains, snow, whatever it is. You sit in a comfortable place after breathing at least 10 deep breaths slowly, and then you visualize your favorite place. Be there in your mind completely. Okay, my favorite place is this beach in Hawaii. It's on the Big Island. It's like a little private cove area, and it's beautiful. Blue skies, turquoise waters, white sands, beautiful snorkeling. I mean, it's just a whole place where I can chill. So I go there completely in my mind. Now again, you can go anywhere you want. One of my patients in his imagery use, his favorite place is this amazing easy chair, this big leather chair that he chills out in. I said, hey, if that's what floats your boat, do it. But anyway, so what I ask you to do is after breathing, sit, close your eyes in your breaks, and go to your favorite place. Go there. So be there at that beautiful environment. So you've got to take in your mind all of the visuals in your mind. Blue skies. Okay? In my case, on my beach, I'm looking at these bright blue skies. And I'm feeling the ocean breeze. And I'm smelling the fragrance of the ocean and some of the flowers there that are around in Hawaii. And I'm looking out at the white sands. This is all in my mind's eye. I'm even feeling the warmth of the sun on my body. You've got to actually create in your mind that you are absolutely right there where you want to be. And you get as specific as you can. The smells of the ocean breeze, the visuals of the blue sky. Oh, that feels great. The warmth of the sun. Oh, this is so nice. And you're there. When you go there, your brain believes you are there, firmly believes, and can allow you to shut off all that chatter about gotta do's, gotta get back, gotta check my emails. You've got to be there. And if you can be there even for 10 minutes, I know that's a long time, you're going to help yourself. You're going to take those breaks. You will help your brain. You will help your body if you can do that. You know what I'm saying? So to slow your mind down, what you have to do is chill more. You've absolutely got to take those breaks between 10 and 12 hours a day. Whatever it takes, you've got to eat slowly. You've got to not caffeinate if it amps you up as much. Don't get high after work all the time. Don't go drink. I mean, fine, do some social chilling out on the weekends. That's cool. But if you need to, you know, do this every night to chill out, it's really a bad habit. Your body's not going to be healthy, nor is your brain, because you're going to be rebounding with anxiety. Not to mention some of the hangovers, if you like to drink a lot, that you may experience, and then you're no good at all to anybody. So these are just some ideas about imagery. And see, it also allows you to kind of pre-experience a lot of achievement of many things besides lowering your stress. It can help you with self-confidence. You know, you can picture things in your mind about a meeting that you might be nervous about. Relive the meeting and recreate a meeting in your mind. Recreate your story. Recreate your movie about how the meeting's going to go. See yourself calm. See yourself relaxed. All right? It can help give you self-confidence. Again, in certain situations where you might be nervous or anxious or whatever, what this does is it can slow you down. And it can really go into those circumstances and create the best possible movie in your mind you can about the perfection of you being calm and speaking clearly and well and impressing others, and see everything in your mind's eye specifically. Okay? And again, you really need to practice just relaxing, closing your eyes. A lot of people can't do the meditation, like my listener wrote. It's hard to go nothing, nothing, or om, or whatever it is. This is a form of meditation because you're visualizing and you're in the now. And when your mind slips out to, oh God, have to check my email, pull it back gently. Just pull it back gently. Say, oh, nope, I'm going to the pretty place in my life. I'm going up to that awesome mountain where I usually ski, or I'm going to the peaceful place up in the woods, or on that beach in the tropics where I usually go. So, you know, those are just some ideas that I think would be really great for you. Okay? All right, we're moving on. Thank you so much, by the way, for emailing me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. I appreciate that, guys. You're so sweet for reaching out. And God, I'm so happy to help you if I can. All right? I'm so happy to be here for you and help you. So, if you'd like to call in, 323-203-0815. That's fine, too. If you're a little shy, you don't want to get your voice on the air. I so understand. So, don't worry about that. Okay. All right. This question is from a woman, says, because she's talking about her husband. Interesting. I like this. All right. Hi, Doc. I always hear you talk about the importance of knowing how to communicate better with people when it comes to having happier relationships. My husband and I mostly argue about the fact that he just doesn't want to hear how I feel. Oh, boy. How I feel about something. He just doesn't want to hear it. So how do I communicate better with him? And can you give me some tips on that? All right. I really like that. What I'm going to do, by the way, oh, we have a caller. I want you to hold on that. What I want you guys to do is just hang with me here, because what I want to do is I want to answer your question about better communication and getting along better with your partner, because I have some really great ideas that I want you to think about. Okay? So I really want you to, you know, kind of think about that. All right. Let's see here. We have a caller on the line. We're going to answer this, but I promise, you know, I promise that what we're going to do is we're going to answer your question. Let's see who's on the air with me right now. Hi there. You're on the air on LA Talk Radio. Who's this?
Hi, Dr. Michelle. This is Joseph.
Hey, Joseph. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm a long time listener, a first time caller.
Cool. How long have you been listening?
Oh, well, actually, I was turned on to you by a friend of mine, and I've been listening to you just about every Friday for the past 4.5 years, I'd
say. Love it. God, so nice to have you with me, Joseph. So what can I do to, you know, help you out today?
You know, it's difficult for me to come on live air and speak about this, but, you know, I figured I just feel so comfortable with you, and, you know, I've been listening to your show, as I said, for probably a little over 4.5 years, and I figured,
love it.
You know, why not give it a shot and just understand a little bit more, talk to the specialist, you know, Dr. Michelle, and it's about emotional abuse. So I've been divorced now for 6 months, and you know, I've finally been getting out with my guy friends and going on some dating websites to meet some nice women.
Yeah,
I've had some good connections with a couple of girls who seem pretty interesting and nice. But after being married for over 7 years, I'm actually really nervous about how to plan and act on dates. I know it sounds stupid.
Sure.
But
it's not
like
stupid.
It's really
nothing is
foreign.
Stupid. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I do appreciate that. I definitely feel like it's kind of stupid. It's a little ridiculous considering, you know, how many men do go out dating, and you know, you see all the reality TV shows, and
right,
you see mainstream media making it look so easy to just go out and find that partner. But basically, you know, I feel like it's very foreign to me.
Sure.
After being married for so long, I don't know how to act around women. I don't know what to expect in a date. Would you mind giving me some ideas about how to present a positive image of myself if I really like someone?
That is such a great question. And by the way, it is not stupid. It does not sound stupid at all, Joseph. I hear this all the time from men and women, you know, who've been in relationships or been married for a long time, and now they find themselves divorced or they've broken up, and they don't know what to do because they've been with someone for so long. You know, it's like, wow, how do I pick up on men or women, rather? You know, what do I do?
Exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I feel.
So here's the thing. I usually tell people, and by the way, thank you so much for calling and being so honest. You're the best. This is great.
Oh, thank you for being such an amazing source of wisdom and information.
Aw. Well, my pleasure. It's what I'm here for. So here's the deal, Joseph. Even if you're feeling kind of nervous or if you're lacking confidence on a date, let's say you're sort of ready to ask some people out, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You shouldn't, like, let your date know it. You know that, right? So here are some really important things to think about to have a successful date, and more and more and more if you really like that person after that. It's having fun, right? And just presenting a positive image of yourself. So being really interesting, yeah. It's not about making up lies about yourself or, you know, conforming to your date's idea of what you think she would want as a perfect person. You just gotta be, you be you, baby. You know?
Yeah, you know, I found that to be almost a little difficult because the person that I was when I was with my wife, like, I almost lost sight of who I truly am.
Sure. We do.
She was a wonderful woman, and she is a wonderful woman, but we just didn't work out. She had different motivations than myself, and you know, she never cheated on me.
Yeah.
Or she never did anything to make me resent her, but we just had different motivations in life, and we both felt like it was best to move on.
Mm-hmm.
But what I felt like started to happen is I changed, and I lost my sight of who I really am.
Yes,
you know, I almost based my entire self-esteem, my entire personality around who this person. I guess you could say I changed myself to be the greatest person that I could be for her. But now that I'm going out, I'm finding that it's difficult to not act like a married man.
Oh, I hear you. I really know what you're saying. I really do. So it's just, you know, it takes a while. You look back into it like anything. You need, you know, just to get yourself out there. And you have some good guy friends, right, who you go hang out with?
I do. Okay. I do, yeah. Oh. They're great guys.
And, yeah.
Most of them are single. I have two of my close guy friends are in relationships. Yeah. One of them has been married for a couple of years, and he'll even come out with me. You know, he obviously won't be a wingman or anything like that, but you know, he'll come out and have a couple drinks with me, and he'll encourage me to go talk to women, as will my other guy friends. And I have a couple other guy friends that act as, you know, quote unquote wingman, if you will.
Right,
where,
exactly.
You know,
but
once again, this concept is very foreign to me. I mean, I understand it, I've seen it on TV, and I get the basis of it, but I'm coming to you for help. I don't know how to act.
Okay.
I guess I could say I don't know how to act not married.
Oh, you're so cute. I love that. And see, you know, what you'll be doing too is in your dates. You know, you're kind of easing into your information that you're telling to someone about yourself. You know, they'll know that you are coming from a marriage, and you get to share that particular point. Sometimes it's really weird when you've been with someone for so long and you don't know how to date. And that is really okay to sort of talk about. Not that you're coming off like a geek or something, or, you know, you know, socially stunted. But, I mean, it's really cool to bring that up. And but that, you know, don't dwell on it, but it's just sort of something that you might bring up. So the thing is if you've looked at somebody's profile, you may have chatted or, you know, texted or whatever kind of communication you've had with someone, right, that you're interested in, you want to ask out. It's always good to prepare. And here's just some ideas to, you know, think about when you're dating. Just have something to talk about. Right. So you can get a good idea from their profile, sort of what they're into. And again, it's not being forced or not being phony. The cool thing is if you can ask questions, not like you're interviewing them, but ask sincere questions that may sound like you're really interested in them. Oh, I saw in your profile you're blah, blah, blah. What do you think about that? You know, that kind of thing.
So,
you know, just have some things to talk about that may coincide with their interests.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Because what I find myself doing is reverting back to almost silence. You know, I almost go into a state of preservation where I feel like I'm acting weird.
Yes.
You know, because I don't have really anything.
Right.
You know, to talk about, and I guess I would consider myself, I don't want to say a boring guy, but, you know, I like to stay at home, you know, I like to cuddle up and just watch movies, you know, I don't really like going out into the bar scene, trying to pick up on women, and I'm also, you know, Dr. Michelle, I'm really not looking to, like, sweep around. I just want to have what I had with my wife, but with a woman that has the same motivations as myself.
Right, exactly. Somebody who has a lot more in common, or somebody who's on the same vibe, and so you'd like somebody who you can just chill with and enjoy and build a relationship with. But don't forget, you know, it's nice to just sort of start out by showing someone that, you know, you're interested in doing other things. So it's always cool to pick a really unique, like, date location, right? It's always fun to do that. Nothing too romantic, or, you know, something that's just kind of unique. It shows your level of kind of creativity and originality sometimes when you do that. So, so rather than just going for dinner and seeing a movie and having a drink or whatever, if you can create a date situation that gives you like an opportunity to do something together, and that will show your date something about you, then, you know, it's really fun. I mean, just taking a walk through your favorite, I don't know what it would be, favorite just sort of restaurants, pointing it out if you're in a metropolitan area or if you're in a really nice area. Go out and do something during the day. Have a day date. You know, go horseback riding. I don't know if they're into horses or, you know, I'm just thinking about
like that a lot.
Things like that.
I like that a lot. You know, go. I would have never even thought about that.
Oh, no, just something,
you know,
yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If you don't mind. One of my buddies, you know, he's kind of like the player of the group, if you will.
Oh, yeah, we always have those guys. Yeah.
He sleeps around with a lot of women, and he has a very high success rate with that.
Right.
But something that he said that he's done that has really blown a lot of women away is he will schedule a, believe this or not, a skydiving experience.
Wow.
But my first thought was that might be pushing the limits. What if she has a fear of heights and then that scares her away? Maybe, and then I start to overthink of, well, maybe she thinks that I'm not being considerate of, you know, what her fears are. And like,
yeah.
I mean, just stuff like that. So I tend to overthink a lot and I tend to find myself, you know, that was really the only out of the box idea that was given to me, but it didn't really sit well because I need to know more about the woman before just saying, hey, I scheduled us to go skydiving.
Right.
And I would love to go skydiving.
Good for you.
You know?
Yeah. That's a great idea. No, I mean, just do something, but check it out with them. Find out, you know, what they'd like to do and things that they're interested in. I just threw out horseback riding because it's just kind of out in the open. Or just,
That's a great idea.
You know, just,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, but it's always great to just do something different, you know, just a unique date location, some kind of a restaurant that has an awesome theme, or, you know, there's just so many things to do. So just something unique might be really fun. And like we talked about, you know, get some ideas of things to talk about. Just prepare yourself to be yourself and talk about things that you kind of know and just sort of care about. Don't talk too much, you know, and talk about what's going on. Talk about what's going on in the news or things that you like. Don't do politics or religion. Don't do that. You know, have an opinion and actually know what you're talking about things. And this shows that you're like doing something other than asking like 20 questions and talking about the weather. You know, like I said, don't do the interview thing with somebody, right? Just let it flow.
Right.
Let it be organic. But asking questions, really listening and tuning in. Look like you're listening. That's really good. And use body language to connect with your date. That's really a subconscious thing. You know, you can do things like, oh, gosh. I don't know, open body gestures. They say, like, don't cross your arms and, you know, at the top of the table. Kind of open your hands, just, you know, like you're listening.
Yeah.
Try mirroring your date's body language, you know, like if she tilts her head, tilt your head too. It's very subtle. You know, these things are very, it means that I'm kind of mirroring you and I'm with you, right?
Wow.
So if she leans in to the table, you lean in.
Right.
And I mean, you don't want to act like a mime or anything like that. You know, he's wording me out. You know, but you've got to subtly do these things. Don't be obvious. But nonverbal communication, remember, Joseph, it always like sends signals to the subconscious and it can build closeness. Smile.
Right.
Make eye contact. That goes a long way.
Mm.
And don't do the creepy stare. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Chill, look around, relax, but do you know, nod your head occasionally like you're there listening, like you're there.
Is it inappropriate for me to bring up my ex-wife?
I wouldn't go into it. You can just mention that unless she asks questions, but I wouldn't go into it too much on the first couple of dates at all. If you like someone, Yeah, I don't badmouth your ex at all. Do not do that.
Oh, it just didn't I have work nothing out. Bad to say.
Okay.
It was a mutual. It was a mutual agreement that we just weren't happy.
Yeah.
You know, as happy with each other as we could be, and you know, I guess we didn't necessarily try couples therapy. It was more of just we both just kind of knew that it was time to move on and start a new chapter in our lives. But as I said, you know, she's a wonderful woman, and I still always want to be her friend. But that's another difficult part of this is, do you think that let's say that I do find a nice woman and we hit it off really well, do you think that she'll have a problem with me, you know, still being friends with my ex-wife?
I think if you have somebody who's mature, you know, that's awesome. That's awesome. If you have somebody who, you know, you want to pick somebody who's not going to be totally jealous, but you have to really monitor that as well, because it can be a little intimidating to someone who you start dating if you're really too close to your ex, because then it's showing that your ex is really always going to come first. And that's kind of scary to some people. So I would kind of back off on that and not, you know, you can just casually mention that we're friends still. I don't hate her. We just both mutually agreed it wasn't working. We both have different styles of communication and life and plans in the future and all that stuff. So, you know, I wouldn't worry about that, but I wouldn't push the agenda. Well, I'm going to be, you know, like seeing, I'm going to be really friends with my ex and all this. So if you're not, you know, just chill on that. Don't just say, yeah, we're still friends. Drop it. Don't worry about something that hasn't been created yet. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You know.
Yes. See, that's me overthinking again.
Yeah.
You know, that's me going straight to my old ways.
See, and that's
always
okay.
That's always something that she said is, you know, my ex always did tell me that I overthought things too much.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting.
Well, you know, you might, and that's fine. No judgment. Sometimes if we overthink things too much, it's because we always had to growing up. I don't know, you know, what your early environment was, but I'm not going to go psychoanalytical on you. But what I'm going to say to you is, you know, just try to be there and present in the present with your date and not try to read into what the texts are really meaning or what her gestures are really meaning, or just keep it in the moment and enjoy. Be honest. Speak openly. Don't lay everything emotionally out there. Don't talk too much. Be a good listener. Be fun. Be positive. Be yourself.
Yeah.
Use the open body language.
That.
Use that body language that shows that you're relaxed. Okay. Don't do the creepy stare. Be too into someone. You know, you're just like, don't try too hard. But don't be phony and act like you're in whatever mode, because that's kind of a turn off as well. But you just enjoy.
I think I've done that. Yeah. I think I've done that.
Right?
I think I've done that a little bit.
That's cute.
I guess you could call it, overcompensating for the insecurity of not feeling like... I'm doing something correctly, you know, does that make sense?
Sure it does. Sure. So, no, I get what you're saying. I think that's awesome though. I think it's really positive. I think that you've got a lot of ideas, and you know, there's a lot of great websites too. And I don't mean to, you know, like say that, but I mean, there really are about how to approach somebody when you start dating again after, you know, being in a long-term relationship, how to chill out, how to present yourself. And you sound like a really nice person honest too, for being able to call in live on the show. That's amazing.
thank you.
And I'm sure if you be you, and you know, if someone's, you said that you're more of a person who likes to just, you're a homebody, it sounds like. You like to relax, and you're not out, you know, a crazy guy. You like to just chill and be in your environment, and that's fine too, because there's a lot of women who you'll find that want to do the same thing. Dinner not out, gregarious, let's go out, like you're always having a fight. No, I want to chill, I'm tired, right. You know, whatever. So a lot of women like a guy who wants to just be with them and hang out and cuddle and watch a good movie and, you know, instead of going out and partying and hanging with their friends every weekend, you know, there's a lot of women out there who would love that. So you'll find somebody like that. So and take your time, by the way. Don't jump into another relationship right away, because I would say it's really important to learn who you are by yourself. Learn more about you. Get more in touch with you. Go to a really good therapist who can help you get in touch with who you really are, so then you can be the best and present yourself really well for someone else. That's what I always say.
That's a great concept. Yeah, like I said, I almost lost touch, you know, with that.
Yeah, yeah. So, listen, thank you so much, Joseph, for calling in. You're amazing, and I appreciate your honesty and your bravery. And I just hope that I helped you out a little bit, and I just, I'm sure you're going to be great. I'm sure it's going to work out just fine. Don't forget to you be you. That's what's really important. You be you. And you're learning as well. You know, if it doesn't work out, that's okay. You know, there's lots of other fish in the sea. You'll have a good time. But meanwhile, you're learning lessons as you go out on dates. You'll find out the type of person you don't want to be with, the type of person you might be a little more interested in. So that's what it is. Okay?
Wow.
All right, listen, thank you so much for calling in. Love you lots. Appreciate you calling and being a regular listener. And
I can't thank you enough, Doc. You've given me the confidence that I need to really go out there, and I'm going to re-listen to the show, and I'm going to listen to everything you said, and I'm going to take notes on it, and you know, I'm going to not overanalyze it, and I'm going to do exactly what you said,
because
everything you said,
that's
the answer. Thank you so much, Doc.
And you're so welcome.
Thank you for always being there as an amazing source, as I said, of wisdom and information. And
my pleasure.
You know, I really, really appreciate On the Couch with Dr. Michelle.
Thank you so much every
Friday. I'm always there with you.
I'm blushing. Thank you. All right, Joseph. Have a wonderful weekend as we go into it. Enjoy yourself and give me a shout. You know, let me know how you're doing at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Okay.
Perfect. Right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I so appreciate it.
You got it.
Now I'm excited. I'm ready.
Good.
Tonight's going to be a good night.
Thank you, Doc. You got it. Thanks, Joseph.
Thank you, Doc.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. What a nice guy. Wow. I love his honesty. What a pleasure. That's amazing. Now, before we got a call, thank you again, Joseph. Before we got a call from Joseph, I also was, you know, checking out an email that I wanted to get to. And I really kind of put this, out there before he called. And I wanted to answer it. So the listener says, I always hear you talk about the importance of knowing how to communicate better with people when it comes to happier relationships. My husband and I mostly argue about the fact that he just doesn't want to hear how I feel about something, which usually has to do with taking care of finances, or even be able to share my stress about work. My husband always wants to stop me when I would like to share something with him. I consider him my best friend. For instance, when I ask him how he handle something with my difficult boss, he blurts out short solutions like, just learn how to deal with it and blow it off. He always has a solution to me just wanting to talk and express my feelings. And then he argues with me and says, look, just do what I say. Okay. And he's usually right. Alrighty then. She says, can you give me some tips for communicating with my husband? I told him to listen to you because you contacted me and said that you were going to answer my email today. Thank you so much, my dear. Okay, I hope you both are listening. Because here's the deal. I'm going to give you some quick and dirties. All right, here we go. Ready? In terms of communication, tips for talking. Here we go. You really have to listen to each other. All right? Listen. When someone says in the relationship, I kind of need to ask you a question and I really need to talk to you about something, just try to listen. Just listen. Don't judge. Zip it. Listen. Okay? Now, you said that there's not a lot of effective communication going on because he talks to you and you have to deal with stuff. You said, just deal with it. I don't want to hear about your problems at work. Deal with it. Okay. So, you've got to just be a little more relaxed and have you guys both go to some couples therapy. That's going to help you out, I'm sure. Really will. All right. So, hopefully you guys could realize that nobody wins an argument. If you don't have a discussion with a possible solution to a problem, then, you know, both of you are not going to be successful. You know, so you've got to agree to compromise, agree to have each other's differences, and that's it. Compromise is a really important tool to solving problems when you communicate. Okay? So before bringing up a problem or something you want to talk about, make sure you've thought of ways that you can help solve it. And say, do you think I should do this? What do you think about this? What do you think about this? Okay, so also try to be positive when you bring up some sensitive marital problems instead of, like, I don't know, jumping right into a discussion. You know, I need help with this. Just be a little more gentle about it. Sometimes it helps to start by talking about positive things and then moving into the deeper discussion. You know, that kind of thing. When you guys talk about, what did you say, finances, or where you have issues, differences. You know, and I also said be a reflective listener. It's really important. Just kind of listen and say, you know, I hear what you're saying. You want me to just deal with it and solve it, but it's kind of not helping me out a little bit. I'd love, because I value you so much and what you have to say. That's why I'm asking you. You know, just deal with it doesn't work. And feel free to use that timeout card if you guys are getting too intense. You know what I'm saying? Not passive-aggressive slamming doors and leaving. Timeout. You know what? Let's postpone this discussion. You know, so that we can let the dust settle. It'll be a little bit better if we wait. And by the way, make sure your body language, and like I was talking to Joseph a little earlier, some of your facial expressions and your vocal tone and all that are in line with your message. And don't be so demonstrative and dramatic. It's scary sometimes. Just be a little more chill. Don't be so urgent. I need help with this. No. Maybe your husband's really stressed himself and he doesn't know what to do or say. It's not that he's a bad person, but he's stressed, so he just says, just kind of deal with it. Guy problem solving. Just deal with it. Okay. So, you know, don't worry about it. Don't be rude. Don't talk down to him. Don't dismiss an idea. If he says, just deal with it, go, can you elaborate a little bit more on that? How can I deal with it? That's kind of why I'm asking you, you know. So you talked about financial issues. So if you guys sit down to talk about a financial problem and then other emotional stuff starts coming up, just realize that you may need to really focus on one area at a time, because that's sort of creating solutions instead of fighting. What happens is, you know, you're focusing on one thing and then all this other stuff comes up. So it's really kind of compromising. And talk to each other and listen to each other. Slow down. And, you know, I think most important of all, if this is really what's going on and it's really bothering you, you know, find a really good couples therapist in your area. Great resources, psychologytoday.com. Yeah, just pull that up. It's user-friendly and it'll get you all the information you need, you know, about how to find someone. And because you get to read their bio and see who they are and get a good feel for who they are. So, all right. Thank you so much for emailing me today, guys, on straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. It was so fun having you with me. I appreciate it so much. This is Dr. Michelle Cohen. I'm about ready to scoot on out of here. But before I go, you know what I always say. Do take care of yourself first. And then you'll be great for other people. And that's the way it works in the world. All right, next week, we're on it, man. A guest who is talking about anger management. He is a guru. He's going to help you chill, take care of your anger, communicate better with people, and get control of yourself. Snap out of it! Have a good weekend, guys. Bye-bye. Flashing rays of colored light.